From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bangladesh began observing 2 days of mourning today after a group of 7 Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and 2 police officers during an 11-hour siege at an upscale restaurant in Dhaka. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack, but that has not been confirmed. Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and law minister of Bangladesh, told VOA's Urdu service that terrorism has nothing to do with religion. Therefore, the Islamic State is not representative of Islam or the Muslim world.
It's amazing why they should be targeted in this way, much more so Bangladesh, because here we have not allowed religion to be a source of discord. We said everyone has freedom of religion. No one will impose. And this, I believe, is entirely consistent with our own religion.
In a televised address to the nation, Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina said her country will not let conspirators succeed in their mission to tarnish its image. She urged all citizens of Bangladesh to come forward and to help fight terrorism. Bangladesh has seen a number of attacks in recent months, mostly targeting secular bloggers, atheists, and religious minorities. A group of influential American lawmakers and other top officials have begun an official trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesperson Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict. This is VOA News. Reaction to the White House report on civilian casualties and drone strikes was mixed in Pakistan, the country that has suffered the highest number of strikes and casualties outside active conflict zones. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reporting now from Islamabad.
Responding to the U.S. drone report, Pakistan's Foreign Office reiterated its calls for an immediate cessation of drone strikes. The statement said the strikes violated Pakistan's territorial integrity and sovereignty. Pakistan's government routinely denounces the strikes, which are deeply unpopular among the public, but authorities are believed to privately consent to the operations targeting militants in the country's tribal regions. Drone strikes was a much bigger issue in Pakistan a couple of years ago, when the frequency of these strikes was higher. Over the last 5 years, they have gone down significantly, from 128 in 2010 to 13 last year and only 3 this year. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war, against discrimination, keeping memories of the Holocaust alive, and suppression of human rights.
My priorities, Jewish priorities, Jewish fears, Jewish hopes, Jewish struggles, but they are not exclusive. That's why I try to be involved in every cause possible dealing with human rights.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned Wiesel by saying he gave expression to the victory of the human spirit over cruelty and evil. President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was shipped off to the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. His parents and a sister were murdered, but Wiesel survived Nazi brutality to start a career as a professional journalist. Britain appears to be heading to having a woman prime minister again, 26 years since the country's first, Margaret Thatcher, left office after a Conservative Party coup largely mounted over the country's membership in the European Union, leading candidates to replace David Cameron as leader of the ruling Conservatives and the country's prime minister are now both women in the country's interior minister, that's Theresa May, and the energy minister, Andrea Leadsom. Cameron announced that he would be stepping down as prime minister in October. He says a new prime minister must lead the country as it leaves the European Union.
That's the latest world news from VOA.